Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
We are proud to say that we've got a super special guest. And I don't know where to begin. She's dominating everything she touches turns to gold. Uh-huh. It is the lady with the Midas touch. Ladies and gents, let Thabo Mekgwa.
Yay! Welcome, welcome. Dumela, medumela.
Where do we even begin? Actress, model, digital content creator, a numerous award winner, all at the age of just 20 years old. I'm looking at this. Where does this passion, let's start at the beginning, because obviously you've got a passion for performing.
Absolutely.
Where did that come from?
It's in the blood, man. You know, I wouldn't really say it started somewhere on a specific day.
Gotcha.
It has always been there.
Yeah.
I think it is just a matter of realizing the amount of power I have within me and just using it to my advantage.
And people resonate with you
absolutely
on all levels. I mean, I look at your role in Scheme Sam. It resonates with the audience. And what drew you when you, obviously when you're reading, what drew you to your character you play?
I think at first, to be quite honest, I wasn't really that connected to my character.
It was a
thing that was built. I grew through it. And then, because at first, also it was my first TV gig. So I was not really quite familiar with how things work. So I was just used to theatre. And theatre, you basically yourself, you know, even in, like, in as much as you put yourself in someone's shoes, but you're really yourself at that time. And I think for me at TV, it was just a matter of growing with my character, because at first I didn't quite understand it, but it was just a build up of growing through it, honestly.
I don't know where you find the time and the hour, extra hours in your day to do the things you do. Because we talk about not just being an actress, but you're also a beauty and lifestyle content creator. Again, a massive presence online. You seem to find the right sweet spot for what people really want and what they really want to see. And that must be put a lot of pressure on you to keep it going. Because you want to be true to yourself. So you're just doing you, and everybody else is going, wow, we love this. Are you really? And they're going, yes, we are really loving the things that you're doing online.
I followed you last night and I was just loving every photo of yours.
Last night.
I know I was late to the party, but your content's fire, girl.
Thank you so much.
But it is fire. And to find fire every day while remaining true to yourself, because ultimately people want stuff, but you have what you want to put out there. So there's a part of you that's going, whether you like it or not, this is what I'm doing.
Absolutely. But I think for me, it's just like, as much as it's staying true to yourself, I think the main goal is to be myself through my content. And then, because I was just like, you know what, the only thing that I have to do right now is be myself and the world will adjust, you know.
I love
and
that.
Quite frankly, them adjusting is me loving my character, and it's not even me pretending to be someone else for content, but it's who I am, you know. So it's not even hard for me to be myself out there, or like, you see how I was dancing outside literally, you know, that's me. Like, even if it's 6 a.m. in the morning, I'll just start dancing just so I can, you know, get in the mood and whatever. So it's just me, and quite frankly, it's everywhere, you know. I dance everywhere with everyone, on social media, at home, when I'm alone, you know. So it's me, and I think that's what makes me comfortable to do my content, because people accepted me for me. You know, and I think also with the character, something crazy about it is that I was dancing on tables and doing whatever, and I'm like, okay, that's not me dancing on tables. But
that
dancing part is me, but not on tables. You know what I'm saying? So it is also comfortable for me to be that person. I mean, even if I meet someone, like maybe a fan, a supporter rather, outside, and then they like, oh, I'm talking, I'm like, yeah, and we start dancing, you know. So it's not like I'm being uncomfortable, like, and I'm trying to be my character, but it's also me. So I think that's what also makes me, you know, comfortable to be around people like that.
At 20 years of age is quite young. So you have to have mentors and people that you look up to within this space. Who would that be for you? Because if I think about the media industry and entertainment, there are a lot of women that have paved the way. Bonomzam or Bonang. Is there any other people that you look up to?
Yes. In terms of acting, definitely Nomza Mombatha. Radio, Ms. B.
Queen B.
Queen B, you know. And then I think on the social media part, I am just doing me. Mm. So I'm not really following in a certain footstep. Even those people, I'm not really following what they're doing.
Sure.
But it's like, I want to be there, you know? And like I always say, I want to walk in Tusum Beru's footsteps, but I don't want to be the next Tusum Beru.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get me. Yes. You know,
you want to be you.
I want to be the next Letabo Mekwa.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
What is quite inspirational is even at the age when you say just 20, your give back to youth, your massive drive for the future youth and to kind of be there and empower them. Mm. Your work with school tours and youth empowerment. Mm. What message do you have for young people out there that's just important for them to hear now?
Your dreams are definitely valid. You know,
I love that.
And I think also what we are used to as the youth is the fact that everything is given on a silver platter. It's just up to you to take it. You know what I'm saying? And use it to your advantage. It's there.
It's there.
You just have to.
Because
I think we are so used to the fact that we want things to be done for us.
Yes.
Yeah. And instead of you going out there, even in uncomfortable places, but the only important thing is to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know, show the world who you are. Like, just get out there, you know, to get. And also, don't fight for what you want, but rather work for what you want. I don't know if it makes sense.
It does make plenty sense.
Yeah.
We mentioned that this multifaceted human being that you are. What keeps you grounded? What's your go-to when things get crazy and hectic that resets you to make you kind of feel, okay, I'm just don't get out of control. Yeah, this is crazy cool, the things that are happening, but I need to remain grounded.
I think definitely the why.
Yeah.
And the why, I genuinely mean, whenever it gets crazy or whenever I just get overwhelmed or whatever, I just remind myself why I started. So even in my room, there's like a big why, you know. And for me, it's like every day when I wake up, I just have to look at it and answer myself a why, you know. So it's mainly why. Why did you start it? And also, I think I use it mostly for when I feel like giving up, you know, because days are never the same. And I think if I just remember why I started, then that's what keeps me grounded. And you know that any day, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? So staying grounded and staying focused is the only thing you can do for yourself.
Ah, lechaya too.
Absolutely.
Your home is also a thing that keeps you grounded.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gents, I look forward to one day in the near future having back Tony Oscar Grammy award winner. Because it's on the future, it's written in the stars. Most genuine human being that has this most incredible presence, and importantly, such an, in this day and age, inspirational human being for the next generation.
Much.
It is so lovely having you here with us today. Ladies and gents, please give her a follow. Rick, you only followed last night.
Ricky went off fake way.
Follow back, sis. Come on.
How about you fake? You only followed me last night.
Letabo, you are such an incredible human being. Thanks for joining
Thank
us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.